Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Happy Friday, Junior. Happy Kraken Thursday, and just happy Thursday all around.
Oh,
happy.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
Big game tonight.
All right.
Actually, big game for the Mariners tonight. Let's go, Mariners.
Yeah. I took a look at stuff, Steve, and found out that, man, the Mariners, the only way they're going to host a home game is if they go and take the top spot of the wild card.
Yes. They have to pretty much win every game and hope for the best.
Yeah, I didn't realize that all three games will be played at the better team's ballpark, which isn't bad. We want to go to Cleveland. We have kicked Cleveland's ass this year. We've done pretty good against Toronto. Tampa Bay has owned our ass. So I think if we can stay where we are, that's not bad.
We'll stay positive.
Yeah, so I get into the playoffs, go to Cleveland, and hopefully we have the same magic against them as we did all season.
No, man. We're going to stay at home because Julio's back on Monday. The winning ways will continue.
Oh, they're going to go.
Suarez is back.
Whoa.
The bats are alive.
Okay.
Well, they're kind of alive. They got three runs.
Okay.
The pitching was great yesterday with Kirby. Let's go.
So you think that we are going to make it happen to the point that we are going to host? We are going to host one of those other two teams, Tampa Bay or Toronto. That's what you think?
100%.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not betting you on this.
Okay. I've already got $5 out of you. I'll be willing to make another bet.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy.
Okay, fine.
All right. Well, those are games happening later, but we're going to play this game.
Okay.
With Matthew from Bellevue. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hello.
Awesome. Steve, get out of here.
Bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What are the names of the 2 of the 7 dwarves that begin with the letter S?
Sleepy and Snorri.
No.
Sleepy Silly.
No.
Sleepy Smiley.
No. Richard Starkey is better known as what Beatles member?
This is Starkey McCartney, Ringo Starr.
Yes, Ringo. What does the cable company ESPN stand for?
ESPN Sports Network.
No.
Pass. Entertainment Sports Network.
Yes. What is the largest city in Russia?
I think he's about to explode. Something's going on here.
What is the largest
city in Russia?
Moscow.
Yes. Ambergris is a waxy substance that originates as secretion from what type of sea creature?
Jellyfish, seahorse, shark.
No. What vegetable gets its name from the Latin word for branch?
Branch, vegetable, Latin word, branch. Broccoli, cauliflower.
Yes. Philip John Clapp is better known as what famous stunt performer?
Famous what?
Stunt performer.
Stunt performer. Oh, that'd be the Fall Guy.
No.
Oh, that's a good TV show, though.
1, 2, 3, 4, correct.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
These questions, I mean, there's a little bit going on to the point that even Vicky's confused by her own questions.
A little bit, just because, I'm like, oh, hey.
All right.
I'll explain later.
Hey, Timmy Trumpet's back.
Are we getting it?
Yeah. Hey. We won last night and we played it yesterday for the first time.
I know. Texters are like, Steve, keep it up. More Timmy Trumpet's narco. Get that mojo. See us rise.
Yeah, there's no superstition involved right now.
No, because this works. So I said, Steve, you played narco yesterday and the M's won. Time to get pumped up again.
Do it.
Go Mariners and go crack
it. Magic number's 3, baby.
Dude, I mean, if this works, then it works.
Yes, that's the whole idea of doing
it's
a superstition.
It's not the trident.
The trident doesn't
it's
work.
It's the trumpet.
Don't do the trident. Do the trumpet.
Oh, I love this song. Are you ready,
Steve? I
gotta
teach Tatum how to play that.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah!
All right. What are the names of the 2 of the 7 dwarves that begin with the letter S?
Sneezy and Sleepy.
Yes. Richard Starkey is better known as what Beatles member?
That's Ringo Starr.
Correct.
Hello.
What does the cable company ESPN stand for?
Entertainment, sports, programming network?
I didn't give it to him, so I have to say no.
Entertainment, sports, programming, news.
No.
Entertainment, sports, PP, news.
I do like PP, but no. Is the largest city in Russia?
Moscow.
Correct. Ambergris is a wax.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The substance that originates as a secretion from what type of sea creature?
An octopus.
No.
Eel.
No.
Seahorse.
No. What vegetable gets its name from the Latin word for branch?
Vegetable. Branch. Lettuce.
No.
Olive.
No.
Pass.
Philip John Clapp is better known as what famous stunt performer?
Evel Knievel.
No.
Oh. Famous stunt performer.
Two, three. Now, I do got to ask, because you both got it right. It's not going to change it too much. It's 4-3. It could be 5-4.
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as I get a song. I don't care.
So ESPN stands for Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. Do I include the and in there, or is it technically still a wrong answer?
Oh, that's a really good question. Is that officially what they say? It's the Entertainment and Sports Network?
And Sports Programming Network.
Oh, boy. I think then in that case, if that's what they call that acronym, which is so bizarre because there's no A in there, but
right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times those, I'm like, is it wrong? Is it right? They both answered it correctly.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But I didn't give it to him and he passed.
Yeah, I would say that
it ruined the entire game for me.
I think you gotta put the and in there because that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Whether it's right or wrong as far as what an acronym is. So no. To me, an acronym really should be like the letters stand for everything.
Yeah.
But everything online does say Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Sorry, it was a little confusing on there, but we learned for the next time, and unfortunately, that is a loss for you, Steve. Five,
yeah, good job, Matthew.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nice.
Oh yeah, here you go, buddy. Yeah, man. Two in a row. I'm excited.
I like it.
Yeah, you keep playing that Timmy Trumpet. Mariners keep winning, you keep losing. That works for me.
Yeah, I don't. I just want the Mariners to win. I don't care if I never win again.
Oh, I like that. There's a deal.
In the playoffs, man.
Does anybody else know the waxy substance that originates as a secretion from what type of sea creature?
Did you know this before you knew the question?
Yep.
You did? Is that why you're asking this question?
Yes. Because it was on an episode of Bob's Burgers.
Whale.
It revolved around it. They found some ambergris. It's illegal to sell, and the kids are trying to sell it.
All right, that's a fair question.
I don't know why I didn't guess whale or dolphin. That would make more sense.
Wow.
Than a seahorse.
Hey, you never know what seahorses are secreting these days.
I don't think they do anything.
No.
They hang out with Aquaman.
They gallop.
And then the men are the one that carry the babies.
Well, how about that?
You didn't know that?
You know what? I tell you, Vicky is Wikipedia. Are you sure you want to go head-to-head with Wikipedia over there?
Philip John Clapp is better known as what famous stunt performer?
Famous stunt performer. Wow. I don't know. One of the Jackass guys?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Knoxville.
Oh.
I didn't even think about that until...
Yeah, I guess he is a stunt performer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.